In a few minutes, intern Minister DeRail's sermon will be on what's next, the mystery of moving forward. On the edge of a new year, there are so many fruitful angles from which one might respond to that question, what's next? For many of you, ideas may be kind of springing to mind of what may be next for you. For this spoken meditation, I want to invite us to reflect on just one angle in particular that remains close to my heart. The current conflict in Israel and Palestine has been raging now for more than 2.5 months. And with the calendar page turning to 2024, I mourn that the end is not yet in sight. As we hope for what our UU6 principle calls peace, liberty, and justice for all, I invite you to hear a recent reflection. It's written by my colleague, the Reverend Dr. Kendall Gibbons, that continues to feel quite relevant on this eighth day of Christmas. Today, a baby will be born in the city of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. In the ruins of a bombed-out hospital, a teenage refugee will seek shelter because the time has come for her to be delivered. And she will bring forth her child, as women have done for millennia, wrapping him in whatever scraps of blankets she can find, wondering why in this of all the ill-fated historical moments she had the misfortune to become pregnant, and wondering whatever will become of her son growing up homeless and despised among a captive people. Her fiancé has succeeded in making arrangements to slip his beleaguered family across the Egyptian border to seek safety from the military assault in which they have no part except a search for the protection of their child. What do you think will happen to that little boy? What's next? Will he even live to grow up in this land of war? Will he arrive at young manhood as a radical, embittered suicide bomber, enraged by the wrongs his people have suffered? Would you believe me if I told you that he was destined to become Ose Shalom, a peacemaker, of whom the Gospels call a teacher who will bring about reconciliation between nations, whose violence has so shaped the circumstances of his birth? Would you say that would be a miracle? Would you call me an idealist, a dreamer? But see, the legends tell us that it happened once, long ago, in a world more filled with dangers and suffering than even the world of today. And I tell you that the spirit of this holiday season is to believe that there's even the tiniest glimpse of hope that this could be possible again. That in this world, rulers can come to care about the visions of shepherds. That we can learn to love our enemies. That children might come to sleep in heavenly peace instead of to the sounds of bombs. Or that armies might come to be ashamed to conduct their battles in the presence of newborns. So much of our humanity could be otherwise if we would learn to open our hearts to the songs of peace that the angels sing and to the possibilities of goodwill that could be present even in the least hopeful of circumstances. Someday it must come, the ancient prophets told us, that freedom and justice will win out over oppression, that love and peace out of violence and generational hatred, joy and hope out of hopelessness and despair. We remember these ancient stories not for the sake of history, but because they speak to a hope and a vision deep within each of us, reminding us that we do not have to concede that despair and destruction will have the final word forever. As some of you remember from that musical Rent, the opposite of war is not peace, the opposite of war is creation. We may be each of us seekers of the light and the darkness and the angels of glad tidings to all people. If you were here on Christmas Eve, you'll remember that we sang that each night a child is born. Each night a child is born. That is a holy night. A child born not in the palace or some magical place, but at the least hopeful place to a people who has suffered a great wrong, that there might come a teacher whose message would be that we're made to love one another, Or as Ram Dass used to say, we're all just walking each other home. And whatever gods there may actually be will judge us by this, that our lives bring food to the hungry and hope to the lost, freedom to the captives, healing to the wounded, peace to the nations, and a future of comfort and joy to all who struggle and all who mourn, that we might see in the depths of the darkest night a star of great light and finally come to sleep in what the poets have called a heavenly peace.
What's next? The mystery of moving forward. In ancient times, there was a general, the commander of a ferocious, successful, and glorious army. He lived amongst his entire life on the battlefield, either commanding battles or preparing for them. He lived through many tense situations and saw many horrible scenes, wounds, death, blood, disease, brutality, the things that come with war. Yet one thing everyone under his command found astonishing was how well he slept. Yeah, he was like me. He would go to the battlefield and lead from the front, would suffer injuries and face near-death experiences. He would sleep as peacefully as he did while he was on vacation. Like everyone in the army, his personal assistant was curious. Was this a fake show of confidence, they wondered? Had he figured out the type of sleep hack that nobody else had figured out? Was it just that he didn't take battles that seriously, and his success was luck? So many questions flooded this assistant's mind, so the night before a big battle, when the general was calmly and comfortably preparing for bed for sleep, his assistant finally asked the long-held question, "Sir, how can you sleep peacefully every night while half of the army is awake with tension of the upcoming battle, when people in our camp can't sleep or trying to sleep, but because of worry, they simply just can't?" And almost instantly, he responded, "You know, if I don't sleep well today, I might miss the last good sleep I ever will have." The assistant thought for a few seconds about what the general had said and replied, "Sorry, sir, I don't get it." Well, the general continued, "I don't know what will happen in battle tomorrow. It's a matter of life and death. Anything can happen. If I am defeated tomorrow, I can be capsized or killed. That's the reality. After that, I will never be able to sleep peacefully again. So I must go to the battlefield thinking that I've had the best sleep possible that I've ever had yesterday. Then I know I am ready for anything." "But sir, you can win tomorrow, isn't it?" The young assistant asked him again, you can win tomorrow." The general said, "Yes, I can. Even after I win the battle, I'll feel like a fool for missing such good sleep yesterday just by worrying about the future that didn't happen after all. I am an economical man. Soldier's life matters to me. So the sleep every night that I take as a general has to be well equipped. And with that, good night." And the general went to bed. Unitarian Universalism invites us to explore the mysteries of life and the divine, acknowledging that we may never fully comprehend them. We seek not to understand or to fully comprehend all that the darkness represents. Our faith encourages us to embrace the unknown, to question and to seek truth in the midst of uncertainty. The general story reminds us that faith is not about having all of the answers, but rather about trusting in the unfolding of the plan of life. In our modern social context, we are confronted with numerous challenges and lots of complexities. We see hatred and violence all throughout media. Hate and judgment continues to lead others and continues to lead in what they say. And those who are called to love God's people, especially those who are clergy, women and men, are baffled by things, are not treating people correctly. Then we have also the issues with environmental destruction, and we're wondering why Mother Earth is pissed and fighting back. And we need to be on the side of environmental justice and fight back with her. I ain't gonna ask y'all to say amen, but since y'all said it, in these very similar moments that the general's words resonates deeply within us, we are called to respond. We are called to respond, and we are called to respond with not fear, but with love. With love. We are called to respond saying that I am, like the general, ready for anything. As we engage the work of justice, compassion, and healing, the best way to embrace what's next is to embrace the now. That's the only thing that you can do anything about. It's right now, not the future. Hear this poem with me, whose author is unknown. In the face of injustice, we raise our voice, seeking to dismantle systems that oppress. With each step we take, the mystery unfolds, revealing glimpses of a world transformed. But you, my dear, are in the driver's seat. In the midst of division, extend your hands. Build bridges of understanding and of love, and then together, we'll navigate the labyrinth of life, trusting that the mystery will guide our way ahead. I have a question, maybe even for my online family. What keeps you up at night? What stops you from embracing the mystery? This story is such a good reminder that the best thing that we can do is take care of now and not our future moments, because this in our current moments is all that we can work on. But consider the instruction of the pilot aboard the aircraft. Do you remember what the pilot says? If in the instance the cabin changes pressure, a mask will drop down from above your head. Please ensure that you place the mask on yourself before assisting others. A lot of times we want to help everybody else first, and we can't. We must remember that we're not created to lead and bleed. Sometimes it's important to take rest and heal. The general embodies the notion notion that if he's going to lead and perform well tomorrow, he's going to need to rest well today. Staying up late doesn't do anything. Staying up late worrying does nothing for anybody. Those of us who have gone through seminary, graduate school, we understand the plight of being up late at night, submitting papers and doing this and doing that and not getting enough rest. But what keeps you up at night? Are you worried about an upcoming decision for your family? Maybe it's the health concern, and you're the go-to person that makes all of the decisions. Are you replaying situations in your head, fantasizing about alternative actions that you could or could have taken? Maybe the responsibility of your financial future or the future of others in your family relies heavily on you. Are you trying to squeeze a larger quantity of time into your day, into your exercise routine, or choose to work a lot because you think sleep is a whole waste of time? Rather than trying to own moments of the past or future, maybe you should refocus. Maybe you should change your energy to owning the present moment. Own it. For what is staying up late worrying really accomplishing? Making you feel nervous? Causing you to lose sleep? Draining your mental resources? Maybe the best strategy isn't worrying after all. Live in the now. Live in this moment. Live to do whatever you can, whenever you can, wherever you can. This minute counts. Make this moment count. You won't get it again. Maybe the best strategy is just to handle this current moment the best way that you can and cross that bridge when you get there. That's what my mom would always say. This poem I've written, which takes an account of the mother of Jesus, Mary, but uses it in a modern context. I invite you to be, meditate, or to pray with me in whatever posture you feel is necessary. In a country called America, so long ago, a divine being who is unnamed came to bestow a message of hope to a beautiful human. Being represented in the community with popularity and respect. Good day, the divine being said. You're beautiful, inside and out, and in every way. Love, promise, energy is with you. God is with you. Fear not, my dear, for a surprise awaits you. And you shall bear a promise. The promise will be great indeed. The blessing of the highest, fulfilling a noble creed. The kingdom of love, the promise shall inherit. And this kingdom of love shall reign with no end to merit. Of course, being human, perplexed, this person wondered how could it be? For you see, there's nothing like the ordinary. There's nothing special about me. But the divine spirit reassured them with words so kind. Spirit of love will come upon you, and the power of love, you shall find. And to bear witness to what this promise will bring, there are others that are carrying great promises. They're so dear, and all people can bring life near. Divine also reassured this human that even though society looks at them as small, nothing is impossible with God. With divine intervention, miracles are framed. Be back in the present with me. As we conclude our time together. We got enough time?
We'll figure it out at the end.
We'll figure it out at the end? All right. We'll do some talk back, possibly, at the end. I love y'all. Happy holidays. And remember, let your voices be heard. Live in the now. It's the only thing that counts. I love y'all. Thank you.